أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين Brothers, sisters, listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life I am your host Abdullah Al-Musawi Previously we were discussing prisoners and the right of prisoners We mentioned that prisoners should not be held in prison for accusation more than 6 days. And once the retribution or the punishment has been done, they should not remain in jail. Which, obviously, these two go right against the laws that we deal with today, which are not Islamic in their nature. Another guideline the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam draw in terms of dealing with the prisoners is that you cannot keep them in prison after discovering the truth. So, for example, a person is accused of a crime and we find the evidence that the person has committed this crime. Therefore, we have no right to keep that person in jail for any longer. What must be done is that the laws, retributions, or punishments needs to apply to him, and that would be the end of it. You cannot say, yeah, we know what he did, we know what the punishment is, but we're just going to keep him in jail for no good reason. That can't happen. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, imprisoning a person after knowing the truth is a form of oppression. In fact, it is an oppression. If we know what he committed, we know what he did, we have an evidence on what he did, then punishment need to be applied. If we don't do that, what seems to happen is that sometimes we know someone is guilty of something, but we drag it for a year, 2 years, and then these guys will find a loophole in the system, and then they will prove themselves innocent, and they go free when they have committed an act of murder, for example. Recently, 6 months ago or so, a woman was accused of killing her husband. The police had evidence of her bringing a hitman and she was accessory to murder and she ordered the killing of her husband. And they have clear evidence from security footage and evidence given by her daughter herself and the man who killed her husband, he said she done it. They have the messages, the videos, everything. And the law has prolonged the imprisonment for over a year. And this lady, she managed to find a way to get out of it. And she got out of it free. And now, not only she got out of it free, but now she's suing the family of her husband for keeping her in prison. She wants money to be paid to her for damages. So this is what happens. So the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam saying, no. Once you have an evidence that a person has committed a certain crime, then punishment is due. Do not keep them for a day longer. Apply the rules and the laws. And that could save the system plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of space. Because when we look at the laws today, and especially when prisons are full of people who we know what they did. They have evidence on what they did, but the government's keeping them in prisons. You need to apply the laws to them. The same time you find out and you have clear evidence that they committed the crime, so you don't end up paying too much money to keep them in prisons or maintain them, which is quite ridiculous if you ask me. Now, let's take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میگه ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. Now we are discussing the rights of prisoners. Among the rights of prisoners that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam speak about is that when you have people in prison, they need to go out from time to time and smell the fresh air. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi said when he spoke to the chiefs of the prisons that he had, the prisoners that you have, at night, take them out to the courts of the prison and let them get fresh air. Let them see the night. Yes, they are criminals. Yes, they have committed a crime. But it doesn't mean that we treat them badly. You still need to give them time to breathe and to see the skies and what have you. Now, obviously, a lot of prisons these days have this notion of courtyards where they let the prisoners out, unless you are in solitary, and then obviously you're doomed for whatever time you are serving. So this is a notion in Islam that prisoners need to be given time out from their cells to smell the fresh air and look at the sky night. Among the things that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam, they spoke about when it comes to prisoners, is that they used to give them breaks to go to their houses, to their families. They used to give them time off, because these prisoners at the end of the day, they have families, they have wives, mothers, fathers, children. They need to be given time to visit these people instead of these people visiting them, which we don't see happening these days, unless you're on bail. But that's not how it should be. Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi, when he talks about Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, كَانَ يُخْرُجُ أَهْلَ السِّجْنِ مِنْ حَبْسٍ فِي دَيْنٍ أَوْ تُهْمَةٍ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ. The people that have been imprisoned for debt, for example, or they've been accused for a week, because we said after a week they need to be freed. فَيَشْهَدُونَهَا وَيَضَمُّونَهُمْ. He said, فَيَشْهَدُونَهَا وَيَضَمِّنَهُمْ أَوْلِيَهُمْ حَتَّى يُرُدُّهُمْ. What the Imam does, he says, okay, we will let them come to you. We'll let them see you under one condition. You become accountable for them. That if they flee, if they're in a way, you will be taking their place. You have to be the guarantor that these people will go back to prison. I mean, this is very similar to the concept of bail. When a person goes on bail, he has to put an amount of money, someone has to bail him out, and you will be responsible for him, which seems to be a very easy way of trying not to put too much pressure on the prison system and on the government itself. So the Ahl Bayt Salamullah, they were saying, yeah, sure, give them a break. Let them go to their families. Let them see their wives, their mothers, their fathers. They could have businesses, they could have whatever. Have a guarantor that guarantees their safety, or at least their return to prison safely. And if they fail to, then these people will be held accountable.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.